Let me ask our clergy who's just leaving. Antonio. Lucy, will he come back? There he is. Good, good. And Emmanuel and Daniel. We're going to celebrate Holy Communion, and you'll find it in your hymnal. Let us get a moment to set up, and we will move into that liturgy. Antonio pointed out that he was, among the four of us, the only one who was born when Burns first started, and I cannot help but notice he's the only one who's not wearing glasses. I don't know what's with that. Two things for you. One, if you'd like to follow along, and I encourage you to do so, we'll start on top of page 9 in your hymnal. That's the beginning of the liturgy of Holy Communion. And just because I know that there are folks who don't worship with us all the time, but just so we're clear, in the United Methodist Church, we are all United Methodists. We believe in open table communion, which means that if you are a baptized believer, if you today repent of your sin, you have every intention today of living a new life in Jesus Christ, then you are welcome at the banquet table of our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away, as we did so many times, and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made us be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with folks like us, with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. My brothers and sisters, because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The sacred cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Just a bit of the mechanics. The ushers will release you from the center. We'll have two stations. We'll offer you a chunk of bread. There'll be trays with small cups of grape juice. Once you've eaten those, the cups go into the baskets on the side, and the ushers are there to take any donations you'd like to make to our church. The table is set. The invitations have been sent, and you're on the list. Let us come worship the Lord at the table of Jesus Christ.